works.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well.
Ooh, can you explain what helium rain is? That's something that Dr. Sloman brought up, this idea of helium rain.
All I can say is any place with helium rain, it's going to be really cold. It's got cold rain. Because helium is liquid at temperatures that are, what, you know, like 4 degrees absolute. So any place where it's raining helium, my recommendation is move to another place.
Okay, but coming back to this idea of how groups think, he points out the danger of jumping on board with what everyone else thinks, assuming that they know something, because they may not know any more than you do.
Yes, indeed. And in general, that doesn't get you into too much trouble. But he points out that it can get you into a lot of trouble, because societies can make decisions, you know, particularly when it comes to things like foreign policy, war, and all that sort of thing, where everybody thinks that it's well established that whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the people next to you believe the same thing you do, and so you figure it must be right, because you trust that group knowledge, and that can get you into big trouble.
So that's why you need to be skeptical, not only of what the other guy thinks, but of your own certainty about a certain subject.
Yeah, I think that that's a big point in this show, that you think you know what you know, but you should be skeptical about that, because how many times does it turn out that what you thought was true was actually not true?
Thanks to the individuals who work as a united group to help us make a new show from scratch each week. Senior producer Gary Niederhoff and operations manager Barbara Vance.
Thanks also to financial support from Rena Shulsky David and Sammy David and to the William K. Bowes Jr. Foundation. Big Picture Science is produced at the SETI Institute, a nonprofit scientific and education organization whose scientists study the origin and nature of life, including efforts to develop technologies for the future exploration of Mars. And a big thanks also to our listeners.
Your ears have been attuned to our monthly look at critical thinking on Big Picture Science Skeptic Check. This episode, Rational Lampoon. And if you'd like to hear more episodes of Big Picture Science, well, that probably wasn't your idea, and that's okay. You and everyone else can find them in our archive at bigpicturescience.org.
If you're a podcast listener but prefer listening to over-the-air radio because your bridge club told you it was a better way, check out the listing on our website of radio stations that carry the program. And if your local station is not on that list, consider letting them know you like the show.
Oh, and if you listen to our show via iTunes, we invite you to leave a review on our iTunes page.
And to reach us directly with your comments, throw in some faint praise, and then email it all to bigpicturescience@seti.org.
Skeptic Check is brought to you thanks to a generous grant from the Trimberger Family Foundation. At the Trimberger Family Foundation, we hold that skepticism is a lamp that lights the way to truth. Trimberger.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Impact, the show about individuals and groups making a positive difference in the community. The views and opinions expressed on Impact are not necessarily those of WHFR Radio nor Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Hi there, I'm your host, Lynn, and today we're going to talk about the Ride for Kids, Michigan Ride for Kids, and also at the national level, Ride for Kids, all about helping kids with pediatric brain tumors. We have with us Bill, Ralph, Mike, and Andrea. So, Ralph, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there. Okay, you're coming. You're coming through loud and clear. That's spectacular. Would you introduce yourself and tell us what it means to be a team leader for the Michigan Ride for Kids?
I'd be glad to. My name's Ralph Rheingans. I'm a longtime Michigan resident. I live in Lennon, Michigan. I've been involved with the Ride for Kids for 18 years. Actually, this will be the 19th year, so I've been going on the ride and making a key ride and event for my year as a motorcyclist. But this year, then, I got appointed as the task force leader, i.e. the manager for the Michigan Ride for Kids. And that's an exciting part of it, because what we really do is not so much the ride, but the fact that we raise a lot of money for contributions to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Riders come down to Ann Arbor, register for the ride and make their donations as they register. And I get some good news. Last year, we raised over $42,000, which was donated all to the Ride for Kids to be a part of the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation.
That's incredible. Yeah, a lot of kids get a lot of help that way. Are you familiar with any of the statistics? I remember that way back when this started, the numbers were not so helpful for the kids, where they'd have a diagnosis and then within not a really long period of time, they would pass away from that god-awful disease. And now the numbers are so much better. We're looking at stars who are in their 30s and what have you. Can you speak to that?
No, I'm not real familiar with the statistics on that, and just aware that it's improved considerably over the years because of the help of the foundation. It's so many problems arise, and parents have such a problem with such a disease with their child that the foundation has been able to really get involved and help out with special medicine and able to sometimes even send them to specialists to be worked with. I got to tell you a story about how the Ride for Kids. When 2 years ago, when I went down to the ride, they have what we call the STARS, kids who had brain tumors, and they come in after the ride, and we have this meeting to report what's going on. And some of these kids who've had brain tumors come in and tell about their experience or their interest or their appreciation for the Ride for Kids. And this older lady came in, and she came up there as a star, and she introduced herself, and her name was Katie, and it was Katie spelled with a C. And I said, oh my gosh, I remember her. She was here 10 years ago. And it was, she was there, and she talked and testified that time about how she had a brain tumor and the foundation had helped her when she was a young girl. And now what they had recently done is that they, because of her tumor, she had problems finishing up her college and getting her degree, and the foundation helped her with that. And now she's gone out and set up a special little company to raise funds only for nonprofit charitable type events. And so she's specializing in giving back to what was given to her. And it was fantastic. I went up and met her and talked to her and met her husband and her family. And then she agreed to come to my motorcycle club and be able to present about the Ride for Kids and how the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation had helped her. And she did that and helped me make the point with my motorcycle club and chapter how that somebody really, really showed their love for the way that they were taken care of. And Lynn, I mean, it hit me right in the heart. That was something else.
Absolutely. Just for the listeners, you mentioned briefly when we use the word star, we're talking about the kids who are diagnosed and they're still stars. They are able to ride with the bikers. They can ride on the bike. They are there to share their stories and I remember one little guy was, I think, 17 months old when he was diagnosed, and the doctor had such a phenomenal bedside manner. He told the parents just to kind of figure out what kind of funeral they wanted to plan for him. And he is now close to 10 years old, and so there. The parents sought out some alternative type care rather than what this family doctor had in mind, and they got involved with the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, and it's had a really good, so far, a really good end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the key things at the STARS. And one of the things that we do at the RIDE is that we ask for volunteers who will give a STAR a ride on the motorcycle ride that we have and take the kids on their motorcycle. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to get volunteers to step up and willing to do that.
Right, right.
That's really
about how many riders are there at a Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation Michigan Ride for Kids?
Depends on the day and the weather and so on. Having it on the weekend, our ride this year is July 30th on the Sunday, which makes it open to a lot of people who, you know, don't have to work that day and can make it down to Ann Arbor for the ride. So we've had 200 to 300 at times, sometimes only 150 riders. It's open to all of the motorcycle riders in Michigan, and we go around. Some of us go to various clubs and chapters and dealers to promote the ride, and so it's hard to say how many we're going to have. Hopefully we'll have a big turnout. Last year, as I mentioned, we had a really good turnout, and we had great donations. In fact, it was up 25% from the year before, from 2015 to 2016. It was a fantastic amount of change. So the kids being there and being able to go on the ride and being able to share their experiences. Lynn, I may have told you about this before, but one time a kid came out and he walked up to the podium in the auditorium where the program was there at the Washtenaw Community College. And he walked in there and he says, "You know, I'm here because of you guys. You guys helped me walk, and I can walk and I can get here."
Wow. Wow.
It really gets you.
It does. It does. And the sweet faces, the sweet, innocent faces, and they're so grateful and so happy to be there. And everybody is. There is, just for the listeners, the program, if you will, we start out with the ride. And which is kind of an impressive sight to begin with, because you have all these bikes, and it doesn't matter if it's 50 or 150, but you have all these bikes lined up and kind of revving and getting ready to go on a 50-mile ride with or without a star. And it's just, you just see the power of good people doing good things. And it's very, very exciting. And then when the riders come back, there's a sound guy. His name is Alan Fitzgerald. And he always plays Bad to the Bone when they come back, which is just a whole lot of fun. So Bad to the Bone is playing, and all these bikes are roaring into back to the campus. And then we have a little lunch, and we get to hear from the STARS, and it's a wonderful day. Had a question with regards to the riders. You had talked about chapters and clubs and that sort of thing. Can someone go as an individual, or maybe like a couple or a family or something? If you're all licensed to operate motorcycles, can you go as individuals?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and we certainly welcome them, and there's no need to be part of a club or you know, any kind of association or whatever.
Right.
Come and ride your motorcycle. And if you don't even ride a motorcycle and you want to come and just make a contribution and see the kids and go to the program, you're more than welcome.
Okay. In studio, quietly waiting, is Bill. And Bill, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, let me turn up here. That may be too much. My name is Bill. I've been with the Pediatric Brain Tumor Rides now for, I don't know, a number of years. And I got into it through the my Goldwing Rider group, which has now gone dissolved, I guess is the term, but we still come out and support it. And like has been said more than once, it's just a happy thing to go there and see the youngsters, plus their parents, their brothers and sisters, everybody around. I've been not a sponsor, but a guide, I guess it is, because I've taken them on rides. And it's really a great thing. It's a great organization, and it's something that you never want to go through or hope you never have to go through, but people do, and they need our support, and they need more research and continuous research. And this is all done through donations, and like we said, $40,000 last year, more than 300 bikers last year. And one of the coolest things to sound a little selfish is to legally run all the red lights in and through Washtenaw County, because we are surrounded by state police, Washtenaw County police, the college police, and the Washtenaw County sheriffs, and they're really good guys, and they just get you on through and move you right along. And then you get back. Once you get back and you unload your star, then you get to walk over and have lunch. I started out doing this as a parking lot guy, because I didn't think I really wanted to go on the ride. And then I got promoted from a ride to an escort is the term, to an escort with the rider. And I've never changed it since. I go up and pay my fee, make my donation, get in line, and away we go. And the, another good thing about that, if you have a star on board, you're one of the first ones out. Mm-hmm. So it's
That's nice. And and we need volunteers to step up and want to take a star. And it's really an honor. I've done that myself too, Bill, and that's really quite a nice thing.
It's really neat. Last year I had one of the children's grandmother on the back, and everybody wears a helmet. But I changed helmets with her and put her in so she could hear stereo radio and everything else going on. So she thought she was riding in a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Tell me some feedback stories, whatever you might have, from the people that ride. Because I don't want to say just the kids, because it might be somebody's grandmother.
Well, if I may jump in, one of the things, it's a lot of that is the first time a lot of the older ones, getting away from the child issue here, a lot of the older ones have ever been on a motorcycle, and they don't know what it's like. They're thinking that we're riding the old Triumph 650s, and then you put them on the Harley trikes, the Harley bikes, the Goldwings, and they realize that riding today is a whole lot different than it was from the dirt bike days. And there is some luxury to it, and they have a great time. They get excited when the police car comes zooming by you to go block off the next intersection, and they're not pulling you over. And so, because I've been there too, but it's just one of those things to where you meet a whole bunch of different people, and they're excited, and they're a little nervous too. It's like your first time on a roller coaster. They don't know what to expect. And on mine, as it's a trike, they get a real kick out of being able to roll up to a stoplight and not have to put your foot down. So it's unique and easy for a lot of people. It's a brand new experience for a lot of them. And we have a lot of repeaters too. So it's really great.
Ralph, any rider stories?
Well, Bill's mentioned about taking a star. A few years ago, I volunteered to take a star, and while I'm waiting for the stars to load up, they had them all had a ride, and everybody's there, and I thought, I guess I lose out. And then this lady approached me, and she said, can I ride with you? She said, My husband took one of the kids, and she said, I'm a pediatric brain tumor. My kid had it, and I want to go on the ride. And so I took her as a star's mother. And it was really interesting being able to get her perspective of what the Ride for Kids meant and what the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation had done for their kid. Mm. One of the things that, that was just mentioned by Bill, but, people volunteer. He mentioned parking. One of the things that we need is volunteers to help out in a lot of different ways. Get the parking organized so that, if you get 350 motorcycles there and they're getting ready to go for a ride, it's got to be organized, structured parking so that they can get out and go. And then how do you tell them where to go and where to do? And we have a need for volunteers every year for the parking, and we're setting up for the tables for the luncheon when we get back, and being able to tell people where to go. The registration, one of the what we do, let me tell you about the schedule. We start registering at 9 o'clock in the morning at the community college there, and the ride starts at 10:30. So when the people come in to register, then they make their donations and their contributions for the foundation. Depending on how much they contribute, there are certain levels of, they get a cap or a t-shirt, and the higher the amount of donation that they actually come up with. One time I had over $500 I brought in, and they gave me a cap and a coat and a jacket. Wow, I don't need this jacket. Give it to somebody. But the point is that the registration then starts getting the amounts recorded for all the donations, so that by the end of the ride, and we get to the meeting after the ride in the auditorium there at the Washtenaw Community College, then we can report how much was raised. And it's quite a day. It's really, it takes a lot of people to work and help. And we sure appreciate all of those volunteers.
Right. And we've talked a lot about getting the volunteers, and one of the ways you can do that is by going to the Pediatric Brain Tumors Ride for Kids. And if you ask for MichiganRideForKids.org, you'll be able to get into the Michigan Ride and sign up, and maybe you can take Bill's place as a traffic controller now that he's on the bike.
That was not a fun job, but it worked out.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, the riders are coming in on bikes, and probably most of the volunteers are not. Most of the volunteers are coming in their vehicles, their autos or vans or what have you.
There's a lot of that, yes. Mm-hmm,
and they're going to need a place to park that. The food has to come in a truck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of coordination that takes place that morning, too. And it is at Washtenaw Community College, as Ralph mentioned. And it is set Sunday, July 30th. And the address for the community college is 4800 East Huron River Drive. And it's very close to, I got lost. What's the
Dixboro?
No, the hospital.
Oh, University of Michigan Hospital is farther down.
No. Wait, St. Joe. It's right by St. Joe's Hospital. And it's just an amazing day. And I that almost sounds trite because we keep saying that, but it isn't. It is an amazing day when you see these kids. When I too have been involved for a number of years, and you watch, there are kids that you watch grow up, and that is really exciting. It's like, okay, I remember you when you were this kid, and now you graduated from high school, and now you have a college degree, and now you have a master's degree. It's amazing to watch the progress. It's rewarding year after year to watch that too. And I will, as an aside, I had no idea what this thing was. One of our DJs came up to me and said, you should do Ride for Kids. And I just said, what?
I know that guy.
I said, Bill, what are you talking about? And at that point, I was introduced to Ride for Kids. And boy, it's been a wonderful experience to be part of. And it's not just that you get a cool T-shirt every year. We've never been rained, since I've been around, we've never been rained out.
Not rained out, but we've been rained on.
It's been really, really hot. And last year was beautiful. Yes, yep. Last year was absolutely perfect. So the weather's all over the place. Ralph, can you tell me if this is, are we doing a dual ride this year? And we can explain what that is.
No, I don't know.
Okay. In the past, Michigan has been one of the few or the only ride to do a duo sport ride, which indicates a 50-mile ride on the roads, and as Bill said, police escort the whole way through, and then there's the off-road, and there's some road involved and some trails, and those folks get a whole different mapping, and they're kind of on their own, and we hope they come back.
Right.
But it's I don't know if we're doing that this year or not, but it's been fun to watch the folks that are able to get out into the wilderness of Ann Arbor.
I will, I may interrupt here for a minute. I will say this: last year we had more child riders than we had motorcycles to give them a ride. So to make sure nobody was missed or eliminated or omitted, we piled them in the back of police cars, and I think they had more fun than we did. They wave at you as they pass you by.
Oh, that's
lights
great.
Going, sirens are going, kids
sure.
Waving at you, you know, stick your tongues out. And it was great.
Oh, that's wonderful. It is about 1:25. And Ralph, I'd like to say thank you very much. Do you have any parting words? We're going to, I will let the audience know we had intended to conference in a number of individuals, and our phones didn't cooperate today. So we're going to swap callers, if you will. Bill's staying with me until the end.
Okay.
Well, it sounded like my day was just made.
One thing I wanted to mention is that we do have some sponsors who have contributed money. There's several sponsors, and one of the things we're asking is if there's anybody out there who would like to be a sponsor and just not be, quote, there for the ride, but just to help promote it and make a contribution to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, mm-hmm. We would love your sponsorship. We sincerely appreciate the support.
Yeah. And that's also an opportunity through the internet and the Ride for Kids, Michigan Ride for Kids. You'll find on the lower left-hand corner of the screen, as I recall, you'll see some people, some riders who are raising funds also. So if you'd like to sponsor a rider, please feel free to do that, and you can add to their collection. And again, that's MichiganRideForKids.org. Okay. And Ralph, good luck. This is a new venture for you too, as you become a team leader for task force leader for the first time. So you'll have more great stories for us next year.
All righty. Very good. Well, thank you.
And hopefully they're all arable. So thanks so much, Ralph, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. And we're going to take a little musical break here while we get our next caller on the line. And this is E.G. Kite, Through the Eyes of a Child.
See the world through the eyes of a child, there would be more laughter, there would be more smiles. Black and white would look the same as we hold hands across the miles. If we could see the world through the eyes of a child, if we could see the world like we did see no reason not to love everyone. Everything is beautiful under the sun. If we could see the world like we did when we were young.
If we could just... Alrighty, and we have Mark on the line. And Mark, you are... Can you hear me, first of all?
I can hear you fine.
Excellent. Tell us about... We were on the phone for about half an hour with Michigan representation. Tell us about the national organization related to Ride for Kids.
Well, the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation has been in existence for almost 35 years now. When the foundation started, it was started by our founders, and they when it was started, it was really started as a grassroots project that really grew and grew and grew over the years. We've actually, the foundation has raised over $70 million for pediatric brain tumor research. And what a lot of people don't realize is that pediatric brain tumors are the number one cancer killer of kids today. And through the work that the foundation's done, kids are living longer, they're living a better quality of life. And we're seeing great strides in the research community.
We were talking about that a little bit earlier with regards to in the beginning, you had the diagnosis, and then the children just didn't live all that long. And now we have people who are getting master's degrees and living into their 30s and what have you. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, we actually, about a dozen years ago, the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation started a college scholarship program. And the importance of that is when the foundation started, there was no reason for a scholarship program because kids didn't live long enough. Well, through the research that we've funded and the work that's been done over the years, we have found that the kids are living longer, they're living a better quality of life. We're still losing some kids, so we're going to keep doing what we're doing with the help of great, rides like the Michigan Ride for Kids. It's one of 30 rides this year around the country that raises about $2.5 to $3 million. And the importance of that is that we're really supported by volunteers out there in the areas that we have the events. And that's important because we continue to give the lion's share of every dollar that's raised to the research and support programs that we have. So through the scholarship programs that we started a dozen years ago, we've actually given out over 1,500 college scholarships over the past dozen years. So
wow.
We know what we're doing is working. We still got work to do. We're still losing kids, but kids are living longer, living a better quality of life, and you know, anybody who comes out in support of this event, chances are they're going to keep coming back because of, you get to meet some of the brain tumor survivors that are there that day, and really get to hear firsthand their stories and what they have gone through, you know, in their journey through this process.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we're really excited. This is our 26th year with the Michigan Ride for Kids, and the Michigan Ride for Kids has raised $1.8 million over the years as part of our campaign to keep research going so that we can eliminate this disease, hopefully in the not too distant future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I know there are a lot of parents out there who have that same thought. Are you a rider?
Well, I am a rider.
Okay.
I don't get to ride in the events because I've got other duties to tend to, but I actually went to my first Ride for Kids event about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I was actually part of I went to the event as a participant. A few years later, I was a volunteer and then a task force leader like Ralph. And then I went to work for the foundation about 13 years ago, and here I am.
Wow. So you've given STARS rides?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've given STARS rides, you know, and you know, we have a lot of people come out. It's mainly a motorcycle charity event, but we have a lot of people come out in their four-wheelers, you know, their cars, and just to, in support of the families and to spend the day with us. And you know, you come out, you know, riders come out, they bring in their donations. And, you know, we've never asked anybody to come out and, you know, take out your wallet. If you go to your family, your friends, your coworkers, and you get $15, $25, $50 from those folks, very soon you're going to be, you know, raising the kind of funds that make you a, you know, sustained donator and participant at our events. And you know, at every one of our Ride for Kids event, we give away a free motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
A brand new Honda motorcycle. So depending on the funds that you raise, you could be eligible for that as well.
Sure. Do you have a favorite STAR story?
Well, I one of our favorite STARs in Michigan is Andrew. Is just he's a fireball, and his mom Michelle and his dad, they're a great, you know, representation of what one can accomplish through the, you know, the research that we've concluded. And I'll tell you, I have parents come up to me at, it seems like, almost every event. And sometimes, you know, moms or dads will come up to you with tears in their eyes and they'll say, you know, all these people are out here to support us and they don't know us at all. And that speaks to the heart of the participants that do come out. And so if you're in the area on July 30th, come out and to Washtenaw Community College and in support of these kids. We'll give you a light breakfast and we'll feed you lunch, and you'll really you'll be making a difference in a lot of young people's lives.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Have you given rides to other family members? Because that's where some of the great stories come from, too. I know.
Yeah.
Bill had a grandma on his bike.
Sure. And that's one of the things we try to do. You know, we try to get our VIP escort riders to come out and sign up. And we always try to get more than we need because we don't want to disappoint any of the family members. But you know, we'll take the stars, or we'll take their siblings, or we'll take mom and dad on the motorcycle. If the kids or the stars are little or they have balance issues, we'll try to put them in a sidecar. If they're tall enough or strong enough, you know, they can go in the back of a trike or back of a motorcycle. And I think you would find that these kids and their families, they get to forget about their disease for a day and come out and really be
right.
treated like royalty. And that's what we strive to do. We strive to make sure that the kids and the families come out and they're treated to a day where not only is there a lot of good being done, but, you know, they get to meet these riders year after year. And we have a lot of our riders that come out and they, you know, a lot of our participants, you know, kids and family members come out and say, oh, yeah, you know, I rode with Ralph last year. I want to ride with him again. And so we have a good time. And once the ride goes out, and it's a police-led motorcycle ride, so it's real safe, but they come back, and again, we'll give you a lunch. And after, you know, while you're eating your lunch, we'll have a program afterwards where we announce how much we raised, and we will interview the kids up on stage. And you'll find that really I've looked out into the crowd before, and I'll see these big, burly motorcyclists out there sitting there, you know, in their chairs, and some of them have tears coming down their eyes because it's such an emotional event sometimes with the stories that these kids and these families have.
Yeah, definitely. I usually end up sitting in the back, and I've seen the you'll watch the entire group, and you'll see the shoulders just kind of moving because people are crying.
And they're good tears.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the most exciting things I've seen. As I said earlier, I've been involved for a few years now, and there are kids that aren't kids anymore. I'm watching kids who have gone from being kids to graduating from high school, graduating from college. In fact, we have a star that we're going to have on air in just a couple minutes, and she has done remarkable things. So we
really has. And Andrea's, our stars like Andrea really are a testament that to the other kids that are there that, you know what, you could beat this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's great having her there. I'm glad you're going to have her online in a little bit because she really is an example of somebody who has been, you know, struck with this disease, but has persevered and really has grown to be quite an amazing young lady.
Absolutely. We had to get her off of her horse to do the interview today. So if that doesn't speak volumes in and of itself, that she is well enough to take on horses and everything that is involved with riding a horse, it's just amazing. It's good. It's just good stuff. So any parting words from us from you for us? There, that's what I meant to say.
You know, it's really if you come out to the event, I really think that you'll, you know, if you know you're looking for something to support, the important things, you know, that we do and the important aspects of what we do are, you know, we do send that lion's share of every dollar. Right now we're sending about 84 cents of every dollar to where to our research and our, you know, family support programs. And so we work really hard and we're really stingy with the money that people do raise, because I'm hoping that someday we won't have to have the ride for kids and, you know, I can go off and do something else. So.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for joining us today on this edition of Impact. And it's been great getting the national perspective in addition to the state perspective. But I will remind the listeners one more time, it's MichiganRideForKids.org, and you are able to sign up to be a volunteer. You can get information about the history of the ride. And if you are so inclined, you're able to make a pledge through that webpage also. So hopefully we see everybody on Sunday, July 30. Okay.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
weekend. Bye
okay.
now.
See the world. There we go. That's a little better. A little music from E.G. Kite while we connect with Andrea Ring, our star. There would be more smiles. Black and white would look the same as we hold hands across the miles. If we could see the world through the eyes of a child, if we could see the world like we did when we were young, we would see no reason not to love everyone. Could see the world like we did when we were young. If we could just go back and get another turn, what a difference we could make. Alrighty, and we are back. Andrea, can you hear us?
I can.
All right, this is Andrea Ring, and she is one of the stars. We've talked a lot about stars today. I don't know if you were tuned in. And you are one of them, and you're one of the folks that makes this whole thing possible and worthwhile. So tell us your story. I already told the audience that we had to pull you off your horse so you could talk to us today. So tell us. First of all, I guess we should probably go in a chronological order. Tell us your story, and then we're definitely going to talk about horse camp.
All right. Well, I was diagnosed in 2009 after having a terrible headache for a month, and migraine medicine wasn't working. I went there a couple times. They drugged me up with pain meds, sent me home. Nothing was working. So I saw neuro-ophthalmologist or somebody, and they had one look at me and said I had a brain tumor. I got called emergency MRI to confirm. I had just turned 15 right before my surgery. I did lose sight in my right eye. I suffered from insomnia and sleep apnea. I had radiation for 6 weeks of that summer, and it was my freshman year of high school, so I also had to finish two of my four classes over the summer as well. What else? It's been a pretty interesting 8 or so years now. I graduated from high school with some problems. I just graduated from Michigan State University with a Bachelor of Science in Zoology. And it was a rough 5 years there, but with the help of Resource Center for Persons with Disabilities and my professors, I did really well.
Right, right. And tell us about the focus of your degree.
I majored in zoology, which is dealing with animals in any capacity. I'm applying and interviewing for internships right now at different zoos and conservation centers. and what I hope to go into after my internship is to be hired by a place to be a animal trainer and or work in the capacity of enrichment and welfare. So making sure that animals in zoos and conservation centers and other reserves for the animals that live on reserves, they can't go back out into the wild for any sort of reason, that they're displaying their natural behaviors and have a good quality of life. They're being treated correctly, all of that.
Right, right. Fantastic. So you're going to watch out for them, I betcha.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about horse camp.
All right. Well, I'm a big horse girl, which if anybody's listening that they've heard me in the past few years, I'm a big horse girl. It was my therapy as I was recovering from surgery, being around my horses and riding afterwards. And this past weekend, I went horse camping with my horse, Boogie. So we were up. We left Sunday morning and just came back this morning after a couple days of riding. So it was nice to get away and just ride and be in nature, relax.
Wow. And where was this?
It was at DBRD Ranch in Chase, Michigan.
Where's Chase?
Chase is, everybody knows where Claire is, or most everybody. If you take 110 or you press 10 out of Claire to the east and go about 40 miles, it's there.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a beautiful area, though.
It is. It's great there.
What was your favorite part of what happened over the weekend?
Just having time to ride my horse.
Okay. All right. So you two are pretty well bonded.
Yes, we are.
what's your favorite part about taking care of the horse?
Just having that bond with him. Horses naturally read off people and pick up on whatever mood you are. But me and my horse, we have, I don't know how, but it feels like we have a deeper bond than that. And whatever I'm feeling, he can feel it from a mile away. So if I come out mad about something and go out in pasture just to hang with him and cool down, he'll pick up on me being mad, and then he'll be mad. Or if I'm upset, he'll be upset trying to turn me up. But, so we read off each other very well, and he knows exactly what to do to make me feel better.
Aw. So he's definitely a friend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's spectacular.
He never talks back either, right?
Oops. Okay. I'm sorry, Bill.
I said he never talks back either, right?
he just knows what to do is what it sounds like. That's really exciting. That's what you want in any friend, human or equine. So yeah, definitely. We've talked a fair amount about some of the bikers and different folks that have had stars with them on the ride. And Bill had some stories, and Ralph had some stories, and Mark had some stories. But you are a star. So give us your perspective. What does it mean to be a star and ride on the back of one of these bikes or in a sidecar or what have you?
Well, what it means to be a star is that you did survive a brain tumor. And that the day of our fundraiser, Ride for Kids in Ann Arbor, is all about the stars. And what I think it does is it makes us feel normal. Not, oh, you had a brain tumor, let's give you a doubt. It's, oh, you had a brain tumor, let's celebrate that you live and go on a fun ride. And, hey, tell us your story. And what's going on, and let's just celebrate that you live. And it just makes me, and I want to say the other kids too, it makes us feel normal.
Right.
And that, yes, we're special, but we're also still just kids.
Exactly. Or, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, in being able to ride a motorcycle, I don't know, it's great. I ride with Danny Featheringill. I was paired with him my first year, and I've rode with him since my first year. This will be our first year that we don't lead the ride, which I'm a little bummed about, but it's someone else's turn.
Okay.
So,
well, I think, that's generous.
I think George is leading the ride on his silver trike.
Okay.
He did.
I wasn't sure who was.
He did it last year. Danny was like in number two or number three spot, but George led the ride last year, except for the police escort who led everything.
Yeah.
So, but you know, as a participant biker, not hardcore, obviously, but whatever you call it, you know, we look at that as a celebration of happiness for everybody. That gets us out there, and people look at us as you see these big burly Harley guys come walking in, and their hearts are bigger than their whole body. But that gets us involved in something that we really like, think a lot of. And if you talk to any of those guys, when you go out, you're going out with our full support, not partial support, not a little support. You're going out with it, with our support wholeheartedly. And if all we can do for that day to make somebody happy is give them an hour, hour and a half ride, and then talk to them, hey, we're all for that.
Yeah. Did Andrea, did any of the riders ever frighten you?
Oh, no.
taking a turn too fast?
They look scary. They're all big teddy bears.
Thank you for that.
What was your favorite ride? What was your favorite event experience?
Just being able to see everybody come out and support the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, raising money. We need as much as we can for research on pediatric brain tumors. Since the number of kids diagnosed in the past few years has gone from 11 to 13 in one day. So seeing their support, being able to see everybody and everyone that comes back year after year, catching up with people that you only see that time during the year or maybe one other time during the year.
Right. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. And any parting thoughts? Anything else you'd like to add?
Just come out and see us this year on July 30th at the ride.
Okay.
And have some fun. We have breakfast and lunch covered. It's a great ride. It's about 40, 45 minutes around the Ann Arbor area. You get to meet me and the other stars and donate money to help the cause.
Fantastic. Maybe you'll bring your horse?
Maybe. I'll have to pass it through the board.
That would be fun. That would add a whole new angle to the ride.
Oh, yes.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Impact. I appreciate your time, and you'd probably need some rest after your weekend.
Just a little.
Okay. All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much, Andrea.
All right. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. And that was Andrea Ring, one of the stars. And Bill, I don't know. It is. She's right. It is all about the stars. Or, you know,
we talked earlier about the organization out there. So if I can give the guys coming out what they're going to see, when they first turn in off Dixboro Road into the parking lot on that side,
mm-hmm.
Esther Keeling will be there with directions for where they can go park. If they're not going to participate, she'll direct you to the lot for parking. If you are going to participate and you are a escort, she's going to send you up the hill to one side. And if your club is there, she's going to send you guys around to the other side so we can form up and leave in an orderly fashion, because there'd be nothing worse than 300 or 400 bikers turned loose at the same time with a mass exodus to the gate. So it's very well organized. A lot of work goes into it. For a volunteer, you're going to be there at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to leave till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's why everybody's needed. It's appreciated. And thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Yep. And again, that's MichiganRideForKids.org. And learn all about what's going on. You can also link into the national, some national information from the MichiganRideForKids.org site. But if you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to donate, that site will do it all. How about that? There's no picture of Bill out there, but other than that, everything else is out there.
He was on the post office wall.
And I want to thank everybody, Bill, Ralph, Mark, and Andrea. Thank you so much for being here today with Impact. And thank you all for listening to Impact, the show about individuals and groups making a positive difference in the community. The views and opinions expressed on Impact are not necessarily those of WHFR Dearborn nor Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for The Malt Shop.
We could make by unlearning what we've learned, if we could see the world through the eyes of a child. We know God is everywhere, from the Delta to the Nile. Peace is all we know. Fighting's not worthwhile if we could see the world through the eyes of a child.
Guys and dolls, you were at the malt shop with Daddy G. You run WHFR Dearborn. And we're going back to the 50s and 60s.